And the reason we mentioned that, I guess theater attendance last weekend was the lowest since the 9/11 weekend. Yeah.
Yes, it was terrible.
They did not have a good weekend. I'm just going to turn it over to you, Brad.
For me? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, please introduce yourselves. I mean, I just met you just a while ago, but you're not strangers to the studio.
No, not at all.
And I did mention that Jeff can see you, so make sure you keep keep all that.
Actually, I can't. The camera's not working this morning.
Oh, the camera. Okay.
Well, that's okay, Jeff, because I can see you.
I'm the disembodied voice.
Hey, Jeff, this is Paul Hook. I haven't seen you for a while, but I've seen you before, and I'm glad to be back in your studio. I'm with Pirate Springs.
Pirate Springs, is it Pirate Springs Recovery? Is that the full title?
No, the full title is just Pirate Springs.
Pirate Springs, okay.
We are a recovery-related organization, and I have brought along a friend of mine that's on the organizing committee for this event, Scott Berry, who works with Bradford Health.
How's it going, Jeff?
I'm tickled to have you guys here, and I know September is of the National Recovery Month, and we're talking about recovery. We're not talking about from a broken leg. We're talking about people with addiction issues, and that's pretty much almost everybody you know.
That's a fact. Just about everyone.
One sense or another, certainly in Tennessee right now, and opiates and exploding and everything like that. But you guys are doing something kind of fun, very unusual, I think, and might break down some walls.
Yep. So I'll tell you what we did is we came up with a way to bring the community into an event to help them understand what they should and could do in order to help combat this problem. And the way we did that is by organizing a 22-day-long treasure hunt where people can get a map and go around from business to business getting their map signed.
Arrgh.
And on September 23rd, they bring this map into the big event at Camp Jordan, and they turn that map in. And for every initial set of initials on the map, they get to enter their name in a drawing box for prizes. And we've got some pretty good prizes. So we've got free stuff, but we also have a free concert. We have a comedian coming out from Los Angeles. We have politicians and elected officials and judges and sheriffs that are going to get up on stage and explain to the community, actually through me, but they're going to agree, that we understand that we cannot legislate and incarcerate this problem away, that we need to care about the people that are suffering, and we need to extend our hand and say, look, we're not here to hurt you. We're here to help. Come on in, and let's treat this problem.
And everyone who is a part of recovery is part of that brotherhood, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's heroin, whatever it is.
Sure.
You become a part of this larger-than-yourself group. And when you guys get together, you can see some real miracles happen. You can see people's lives change.
That's right. And Pirate Springs, we feel blessed that we get to be like the spearhead organization for this event and the fiscal agent. But we've just helped kind of bring everything together because this is all of the recovery-related organizations in the area coming together to provide this
new look.
I saw
the list. It's an impressive list of sponsors and supporters that you have.
And it's grown. It's grown.
Now, I was going to say that, and these are my words, nobody else's, and I can do it because I am one. You don't have to be a drunk or a junkie to do this, right?
That's
right. This is open to everybody.
That's right. This is open for the general public because, I mean, you talk to an addict and you say, look, why don't you just get well? Why don't you just stop?
Make the decision and don't do it anymore.
And the fact of the matter is the addict has to reach a bottom. They have to get to a point of desperation. Well, I'm here to ask the community, how come you're not involved? How come you're not learning what you need to do? Do you have to get to a point of desperation before you get serious about helping out with this situation?
The community's rock bottom, yeah.
That's right. So I think we're there. I mean, you realize that overdose deaths last year exceeded vehicular accident deaths.
Wow.
Not just among teenagers, not among the general population.
That's right. So I think that we're at a point where the community at large needs to get a grip on what's going on and what they can do to help change the problem. So a lot of that is through education. So this whole Recovery Month thing is not just a treasure hunt, and it's not just the event at Camp Jordan. There's other events going on around the area that we award drawing points for that are educational. One of the reasons I have Scott with me is he's part of the organizing committee for this, but he works for Bradford Health, and they do a community education thing. And I'm going to let Scott tell you about that.
Yeah, sure. So every Thursday evening at Bradford, we're over on Shalford Road at 6160 Shalford. So every Thursday evening from 5 to 6 o'clock, we have a concerned persons group. It's open to the public. There's no cost for it. Anyone can stop by. So if it's a family member or a loved one that's struggling, they need to come by and talk to someone to kind of know what the next step is.
You know that your son's on meth. And just that's, I'm just throwing that out there. Is that a circumstance that maybe you'd want to go to that meeting and get some information on how to proceed?
Absolutely. And that's every Thursday. It's open to the public, so anyone can come, ask questions, get feedback. It's a great place to start, and that's open, you know, so anyone can do it. So that's not
probably don't have to speak if you don't want to, I imagine.
That's important to know, too.
Absolutely.
I love this number five. It says, show those who struggle with addiction that there is a way out, and people who care about you can show you the way. I mean, that's so important to know that you're not by yourself. There are people out there who've made it to the other side, and they're willing to help you all along the way.
And they had it worse than you to begin with.
Yeah, that's right. And even at this event, we're going to have... we're going to have a tent full of exhibitors that are service providers that, you know, help people find a way out of the problem. But we're also going to have counselors on hand that if you come into the event and you're struggling and you decide from what you hear at that event that you really think it's time, you need to get the help, they can go talk to the counselors. We can literally get people admitted.
Wow.
On site.
That's great. So normally they say... if you're on drugs, don't show up in meetings. At least that's the way it is at AA. Say someone's at their desperate hour, they need to go there. I would suggest they go there. Just take that first step, whatever it is.
Yep.
That's remarkable if you can actually take that long revolving door period away that so many people have to go through.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
That's what we're trying to do.
People will talk themselves out of going into rehab.
Yeah, on the way
and
to rehab.
The time
rehab,
it takes to get into.
Yeah, we've done studies. There's about a 6-hour window from the point when someone's desperate and willing to go to where their mind starts to change.
You really?
That about six hours.
Huh. Mm-hmm. 6 hours. That's not a very big window.
Very small. So you got to get right on it.
People are different. Some of them will sober up a little bit and say, I'm going to be okay. And others will get whatever it is that they're yearning for, and they get a peaceful, easy feeling and think, oh, life's good. You know, it's... people are very odd. I mean, everybody, you know, we talk about in 12-step programs how everybody's the same. I've never bought into that. We're very different in the way we react to what we're addicted to and how we react. And I used those words earlier. You know, we joke around a lot in meetings. It's very deadly serious stuff. But we're talking about life and death issues. But, you know, there are users and there are junkies. A user will steal your stuff to go buy something, but a junkie will steal your stuff and then help you look for it.
That's a fact.
You know, that's the kind of mentality we're dealing with. And that's when the addiction is totally in control of somebody.
It absolutely is. And so along with the concept push that we're taking a new position and we're going to change this from a punishment type of approach to people that are struggling to a caring, empathetic, we love you, we want to help you kind of approach.
You can get your life back approach.
There's something else that the community needs to be aware of, and that is, look, if we start reaching out to everybody in a different way and it actually works, it makes an impact, and people start coming out of the shadows and coming forward and saying, yes, I want to get help, we're going to have to increase capacity.
If everything goes well, we're going to need a bigger system to hold it all.
That's right. And how is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to have the community's help to make that happen.
Well, I'm assuming that you have people talking about their experiences. And one of the things I found very valuable about that is it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt. You go and maybe someone has something, go, oh, I like the way you said that, and I'll put that in my basket. And that worked well for you, and I think that might work for me. And you kind of hunt and pick, and you realize, all right, this might work, this might not. But being people that have walked through some of the same garbage, maybe is a good way to put it. It helps to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
It does. And so that goes hand in hand with another one of the philosophies that I am presenting. And it starts with, there's a movie out there called Generation Found. It was produced by the same people that did The Anonymous People. That's all around addiction and recovery. And this movie, Generation Found, is about the recovery high school movement that's taking place across America. And in fact, I'm going to be showing that film in Cleveland on September 19th for those of you who want to come. It's listed on our website. By the way, our website is www.piratesprings.org. And all the information about this event is on there. Well, on our calendar is an event on September 19th, the showing of the film Generation Found in Cleveland. And one of the things that you get from that film is that kids that are in school and get in trouble, then go to rehab, cannot come out of rehab and go back into that same school. That's where they bought the drugs to begin with.
Right.
That's where all their using friends are. So they've created these things called recovery high schools where the kids go after treatment. And now they're involved in a full atmosphere of recovery. The teachers, the administrators, they're all in recovery, man. Too.
Right.
And they understand recovery.
That's how you talk about the, you know, the people, places, and things, the triggers.
That's right.
And all these little bumper stickers that get, you know, lodged in your brain when you go to the meetings. And I find there's no way I could have ever sobered up without meetings. Some people can do it, I guess. But, you know, and one of those things is the only thing you have to change is everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the opportunity or the luxury to be able to do that, but certain things had to go. And if you go right back to your old lifestyle, it's going to be very hard. If you were surrounded by using friends, which you probably were. And high schools, I've never thought about that.
Okay,
yeah,
well, so let me take that a step further. So let me take that a step further. All these adults that go through treatment and come out, what do we do with them? Well, sure, they have 12-step programs, and they have places they can go.
Outpatient things in.
And then they make friends in their different, you know, whether it's AA or NA or Celebrate Recovery. They make friends there, and they go do things. But what if every community, Hamilton County, Bradley County, every community that can, could come up with a place? Maybe it's a defunct school that's closed down or an old warehouse, and helped companies like mine, nonprofits like mine, create a community center that is a recovery community center where we could have a day room that's got TVs where people that are, you know, they're not at work right now or they don't have a job yet, they can come and relax in a safe environment. Maybe a room with a bank of computers in it where people can do schoolwork or look for jobs, do job searches.
Hang on to their job while they're kind of dealing with.
A game room where they can come and play pool and ping pong, the stuff that they want to do. But if they go, they're going to find an environment that's surrounded by alcohol and drugs. But now they can come here to a safe place and play pool.
A lot of times when you come out of recovery, you're kind of like that newborn deer with your legs are still really shaky and you need
a patio area with a barbecue on it where people can grill and hang out and just in general have a good time.
Socialization
and maybe
without the booze.
Meeting rooms available for the different fellowships to rent space to hold their meetings.
I know people who just go from meeting to meeting to meeting because they know that they're not going to be exposed to alcohol there during those periods, you know, when they're really, you know, dealing with the struggle.
The
every moment struggle.
Pirate Springs treasure hunt starts September 1st. How do people get involved?
It starts September 1st. So the map and the businesses that have signed on to be on the map is available right now on the Pirate Springs website.
I'm looking at it.
That map is going to print either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. And so all the locations that are listed on that map is going to have copies of the map there on the location.
Starting on September 1st.
Now,
two quick observations. It is piratesprings.org, not ARG.
That's
not ARG. And the other one is, am I the only one that sees remarkable similarities between this and the old pub crawl? Are you kind of co-opting the pub crawl?
Yeah, it's close.
I guess that the war pigs from Black Sabbath lets us know we need to go to a break. That's very unusual.
There you go, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Good luck, Paul and Scott. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Talk Radio 102.3, The Talk Monster, WGOW. It is 9:51 at The Talk Monster. Final moments of the morning press coming your way after this quick, very quick break on WGOW.